Section 5. The Gift of Expertise. One bright summer day, I had lunch with two women who run a company in New Jersey called Sensory Spectrum. Their names are Gail Van Seville and Judy Heilman, and they taste food for a living. If Frito-Lay, for example, has a new kind of tortilla chip, they need to know where their chip prototype fits into the tortilla chip pantheon. How much of a departure is it from their other Doritos varieties? How does it compare to Cape Cod tortilla chips? Do they need to add, say, a bit more salt? Seville and Heilman are the people they send their chips to. Having lunch with professional food tasters, of course, is a tricky proposition. After much thought, I decided on a restaurant called La Madre in downtown Manhattan, which is the kind of place where it takes 5 minutes to recite the list of daily specials. When I arrived, Heilman and Seville were seated, two stylish professional women in business suits. They had already spoken to the waiter. Seville told me the specials from memory. A great deal of thought obviously went into the lunch choices. Heilman settled on pasta, preceded by roasted pumpkin chowder with a sprinkling of celery and onion, finished with creme fraiche and bacon-braised cranberry beans, garnished with diced pumpkin, fried sage, and toasted pumpkin seeds. Seville had a salad, followed by risotto with Prince Edward Island mussels and Manila clams, finished with squid ink. At La Madre, rare is a dish that is not finished in some way or adorned with some kind of reduction. After we ordered, the waiter brought Heilman a spoon for her soup. Seville held up her hand for another. "We share everything," she informed him. "You should see us when we go out with a group of sensory people," Heilman said. "We take our bread plates and pass them around. What you get back is half your meal and a little bit of everyone else's." The soup came. The two of them dug in. "Oh, it's fabulous," Seville said, and cast her eyes heavenward. She handed me her spoon. "Taste it." Heilman and Seville both ate with small, quick bites, and as they ate, they talked, interrupting each other like old friends, jumping from topic to topic. They were very funny and talked very quickly, but the talking never overwhelmed the eating. The opposite was true. They seemed to talk only to heighten their anticipation of the next bite, and when the next bite came, their faces took on a look of utter absorption. Heilman and Seville don't just taste food. They think about food. They dream about food. Having lunch with them is like going cello shopping with Yo-Yo Ma, or dropping in on Giorgio Armani one morning as he's deciding what to wear. "My husband says that living with me is like a taste-a-minute tour," Seville said. "It drives everyone in my family crazy. Stop talking about it. You know that scene in the deli from the movie When Harry Met Sally? That's what I feel about food when it's really good." The waiter came offering dessert: creme brulee, mango and chocolate sorbet, or strawberry saffron and sweet corn vanilla gelato. Heilman had the vanilla gelato and the mango sorbet, but not before she thought hard about the creme brulee. "Creme brulee is the test of any restaurant," she said. "It comes down to the quality of the vanilla. I don't like my creme brulee adulterated, because then you can't taste through to the quality of the ingredients." An espresso came for Seville. As she took her first sip, an almost imperceptible wince crossed her face. "It's good, not great," she said. "It's missing the whole winey texture. It's a little too woody." Heilman then started talking about rework, which is the practice in some food factories of recycling leftover or rejected ingredients from one product batch into another product batch. "Give me some cookies and crackers," she said, "and I can tell you not only what factory they came from, but what rework they were using." Seville jumped in. Just the previous night, she said, she'd eaten two cookies, and here she named two prominent brands. "I could taste the rework," she said, and made another face. "We've spent years and years developing these skills," she went on. 20 years. It's like medical training. You do your internship, and then you become a resident. And you do it and do it until you can look at something and say in a very objective way how sweet it is, how bitter it is, how caramelized it is, how much citrus character there is, And in terms of the citrus, this much lemon, this much lime, this much grapefruit, this much orange.